Hans snorted.
Give me a break. You're hiding from Luke and Leia, and your problems are only getting worse.
He cast a look toward the still open door, where two Nargons continued to stand guard.
By now, half the Jedi Order is on its way here, with a fleet of Haven battle dragons to back them up. If you had any sense, you'd surrender to me. Maybe I can convince them to lock you away someplace nice for the rest of your lives.
Marvid's eyes twinkled with amusement.
A skeptic, I see, he said. Well, you shall have proof of your wife's death soon enough.
Han waved a dismissive hand.
It's easy to make promises you don't mean to keep.
He turned away.
They're kind of like bets that way.
Marvid fell silent to consider his reply, and Han knew he had struck a nerve. He fixed his attention on Bardoon, intending to ask how his fellow players felt about shirkers, but was cut short when Marvid finally replied.
You can be quite persuasive when you wish to be, Captain Solo.
Marvid turned to the torture droid.
Our guest is right. I do owe the part the pain of a burned eye. If he fails to win the hand, inflict it on him.
What?
Han demanded, starting to rise again.
You can't bet someone else's...
Again, Han's objection ended in a debilitating shock as one of the Krefts sent a jolt of electricity through his head. He dropped back into his chair, shaking and weak.
Apparently, I can,
Marvin said, leading his brother toward the door.
Enjoy your game.
Han heard the door hiss shut behind him, then looked over to find Bardoon watching him with a hungry grin.
A nose, Bardoon said. Jonas Rom rises to a broken nose.
Han rolled his eyes.
Fine.
When Bardoon reacted to his call with an involuntary nose twitch, he quickly added,
And I raise you to death.
Death?
Bardoon asked.
You cannot bet death.
But I can bet any kind of pain I want to,
Han said.
And that's what I'm betting. What it feels like to drown to death.
He turned to the torture droid.
You can do that, right?
Of course.
The droid floated a little higher and hovered over the edge of the sabacc table.
But there is a 76% probability the subject will fall into a temporary coma. He will certainly become unconscious.
A dusky veil passed over Bardoon's face again, and Han knew his opponent wouldn't call. Whatever Bardoon was, he was feeding on other people's fear. And comatose players didn't fear anything. He held Han's gaze for a moment, then shot him a sneer of grudging respect and turned to the only other player still in the hand, Ditto.
It seems Captain Solo is going all in,
he said.
Do you call?